From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well. All is well. Staying busy today, of course, taping Washington Watch. Job numbers come out today, so we'll be chatting with Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, and looking forward to that conversation and others. So be sure to watch Washington Watch Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on TV One. Man, the NFL continues to reel from the suicide of 12-time Pro Bowler Junior Seau. The medical examiner yesterday did rule it is a suicide. And people are still speculating why, what took place, was it related to concussions and head injuries. We do not know that until his brain is analyzed. But also on yesterday, a group of 100 former NFL players filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta claiming that pro football did not properly protect them from concussions. Among one of the players is Jamal Anderson. He played, of course, for the Atlanta Falcons. Running back, he joins us this morning. Jamal, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great, man. This is, for the last several years, former players really have been pressuring the NFL on this matter as a result of this evidence, these brain scans showing just the damage. Why did you decide to join this particular lawsuit here?
The long-term health concerns, obviously, from what we have discovered and what you just were talking about. My thing is, I feel blessed, and for the most part, I feel relatively good. I certainly do feel the effects of playing for so many years, which I don't regret, but the incidences of having headaches when I've never had them before, albeit sparse and come and go, when they come, boy, it's serious. And I just thought, because of everything that's been happening with other players and the difficulties that they've had, I'm some years away from my 40s, Roland. But my concern is that there will be some ramifications based on the things that we understand now, and that's really why moving forward and protecting my kids, because if I don't, then certainly nobody else will. And that was my thing. I took a long time to decide, because my interest is certainly not to ding the NFL or this, that, and the other, but we have discovered things that weren't in the best interest of players, and that's what I'm about. It's not, people are like, it's nothing against the NFL. I love football. I love the game of football. My children play football. I love to watch the NFL. Can't wait for the season to start. So there's nothing about that. It's about the long-term health concerns of ex-players, and in particular, my own personal.
Well, Jamal, you said you're concerned about your children and your children play football. Are you not concerned that your children will have the long-term effects of...
Right, here's my thing. What we know now and how we teach kids and why it's of critical importance to me to be on the field, I got no regrets of a single day that I walked on the football field. How we play now, how we practice now, the equipment that we utilize now, these are all things that have been greatly improved and advanced because of what we understand, how to play the game, the emphasis on player safety in football. We don't want to take away the football and how physical it is and how the things that make it the game that it is, but having an understanding how to play the game as safe as possible. It's impossible to guarantee anybody's safety on the football field, okay? When you're talking about playing and guys flying around and equipment, but when you discover certain things that could help guys along the way and those things aren't put forth to assist those players, then it becomes difficult. But we know things now. How to teach kids how to tackle, how to teach kids how to, where, hey, don't lead with your head. Different things, Roland, you play, I remember 20 years ago, your kids were flying in there. And then obviously in the NFL, it's about keeping your best bodies on the football field, trying to keep your players as healthy as possible. More of an emphasis on trying to be assured that guys aren't having concussions and going back into games now.
And it goes beyond, of course, headaches. I mean, you're talking about, Jim McMahon is talking about just, there was a story done on him, forgetting things and how difficult this is.
Right.
But also, let's just say Junior Seau, let's say it wasn't tied to these whole deals. But you also have lots of players, Emmitt Smith tweeted this, who go through depression. That's also part of these things. How important also is it, Jamal, for former NFL players, for their families to understand they have to get help for things like depression because a lot, the guys stopped playing just 2 years ago.
He did. And you know, the thing is, I really believe what we've seen now and what we continue to see, most unfortunately, with some of our great ex-players, is the difficulty of adjusting that transition from when the crowd stops, when the game is over, particularly these guys whose life. I mean, Junior Seau was a tremendously talented guy, well-spoken, a good-looking guy, could get on TV, could tell a joke. He was an entertainer. But his life was football, and you know how much he put into that. Do you really have an understanding? Do you properly understand that you are in depression, that these difficulties and feelings that you have are not natural? And guys who have a tendency to be the leaders of other men, we're finding that they have a tremendously difficult time disclosing that to other people. And most unfortunately, as it appears, maybe the situation that we're looking at with Junior, which breaks my heart, because you know, Junior Seau was a friend. Junior Seau was a guy, you know, I did charity events with. I had a event at his restaurant in San Diego. He was a pillar of that community with the way he assisted so many disadvantaged children in the San Diego area and all over in his endeavors off the football field. So it really, when that thing hit, it hit home for so many of us. And so many of us who know him and played at that time and respected him as a football player, that just like you said, with Emmitt Smith and different guys, you see guys now having a discussion about depression where you would normally never hear an Emmitt Smith or different people like that talk about, hey, let's get this addressed so we don't lose anybody else.
Jamal Anderson, always appreciate it, man. And a lot of folks will be paying attention to these lawsuits. And hopefully the NFL does more, Players Association does more, and fans also understand the big hits are one thing, but you guys have lives after the playing day's over.
Right.
Jamal Anderson, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Roland.
All right. Have a